Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, friends. Welcome to the Bustle Huddle. I'm Caitlin Aber, your host and senior features editor here at Bustle. On this week's show, we're hoping to help you answer a question that requires either a lot of thought or a wild Saturday night out. Should I get a tattoo? So I've answered that question a few times myself, actually. I have 5 tattoos. They're mostly on my arms, and they're very personal. You know, they're about friends, family, and they're just an expression of where I was in my life at that time. One of them is just, you know, something I got when I had $25 to spend on a tattoo. People do them for all sorts of different reasons, and that's what we want to talk about today. So let's get started. This week, Bustle Beauty editors Olivia Munter and Amanda Richards will drop by to make sure we know which permanent decisions are trendy this year and which ones are not. Also, Brooklyn tattoo artist M16 gives us some tips on finding the right artist for you, and she shares some things she'll never tattoo on anyone ever. And this is my favorite part. We're going to follow my producer, Anna, as she gets her first tattoo. To kick things off, here are some Bustle editors talking about their tattoos.
10, 11, 11 tattoos.
A hot air balloon on my inner arm.
A giant star on my lower back.
A Harry Potter quote on my ankle until the very end, which is from the dedication of the last book.
No, it's not directly over my butt. It's off to one side.
One of the first things people ask me about my tattoos is, did it hurt? Which isn't surprising, considering a lot of people who've never gotten tattoos think they feel like this.
Repeated shots in your arm over and over.
I would probably just softly sobbing the whole way through.
Like a ton of little bee stings.
If you slice your finger open and then repeatedly hit it with a rubber band.
Okay, that was gross. In all seriousness, for me, it wasn't that bad. TBH, I'd rather get a tattoo than go to the dentist.
I don't think it's as awful.
Pinches or it feels prickly.
Walking through a garden and you know how there's sometimes those little sharp pines? Just prick, prick, prick,
scratching a sunburn.
Being kneaded by a cat that needs its nails cut.
Yeah, that sounds more accurate. The first time I got a tattoo, the most painful part was actually telling my parents.
I hid it for a week and a half and then I completely broke down because I hate lying.
They think they're pretty tacky and they're Jewish, so you're not really supposed to do that.
Oh, my mom was completely heartbroken.
Another thing people tend to ask is, what if I regret it?
I almost got a tattoo. I'm not making this up, I swear, of an eggplant.
But I was going to get Hello Kitty on the back of my neck.
My grandpa, his, signature dish was eggplant parm.
And so it was a heart with wings. And in the middle of it was going to say, set my heart free. Why the hell would I want to go through life talking about set my heart free? Now imagine now.
Thank God I didn't. Would have come across very, very salacious.
So I can only speak for myself, but I don't regret any of my tattoos, even the $25 one.
All of my tattoos, even if they're not my favorite aesthetically right now, I don't feel like they change me as a person. And so I just choose not to regret them.
There are so many different tattoo trends right now, some more regrettable than others, which is why we called in Bustle's beauty editors, Amanda Richards and Olivia Munter, to share their knowledge of celebrities' best and worst tattoos, 2018's biggest trends, and the tattoos they're glad they never got.
Anytime a celebrity gets a tattoo, we cover it.
Yeah, it's not a breaking situation per se, but we have to get on that and cover it.
Right, we're not going to drop what we're doing to cover it, but eventually, within the course of 12 hours, we're going to cover it.
I mean, I think in terms of the celebrities that are getting the very tiny, minimal tattoos, that's definitely more of a thing. I think people are interested in what Selena Gomez is getting because if it's a really tiny tattoo that looks cool on Instagram, then they too can go and get that tattoo.
The one time that a celebrity has specifically made me think I should do that to myself is Rihanna's underboob torso tattoo.
Love that one. That's
I was like, I should fully like just get a big thing there because it looks good. But like my boobs don't look like Rihanna, so I don't know.
You also, to be fair, anyway. Like Rihanna could do anything, and I'm pretty sure you would be like, oh. Well.
Yeah. I mean, just recently, I feel like they're not like stigmatized anymore, but that's pretty recent because I remember like 5 years ago, people like still telling me like, oh, if you have a visible tattoo, you know, hide it for your job interview. Now no one says that. Maybe it's just because I work in media. I'd be interested to know how like other like our readers who don't work in media or don't have creative jobs, can they show off their tattoos? I don't know.
Yeah, I think if you're a doctor and you have a full sleeve, is that a problem?
That's hot.
I think it is.
Because actually, I want to meet this person.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there's someone out there, but I definitely have friends that have a lot of tattoos and more, you know, traditional professions that have to cover them.
I was wondering if you guys could talk about some of the tattoos you remember from your childhood that maybe scared us away from getting them.
Don't want to date myself, but like the earliest tattoos I can remember being like abhorrent were the Looney Tunes.
Mm-hmm.
Like people
Absolutely.
Doing the Tweeties and the Bugs Bunnies. And I never had the impulse for that. And I thank God every day.
Yeah. I don't know if there is a cartoon character I love enough. But I think if I was like 13 and able to get a tattoo, I would have made some really bad decisions.
I think I'd be... Okay, so here's what I think. I think if you were legally allowed to get tattoos before 18, I would be covered in like the Weezer Flying W mm-hmm. yep. and really like pensive song lyrics from bands that are terrible that I don't listen to anymore. Like,
Talk
it would
about
be
dating
ugly.
Yourself. I was like, I bet I'd have a Guster tattoo.
Oh my God.
I mean,
no.
You have really to think dark. Back to like the many, many things that at 18 you think you're so completely sure of and will never change in any way, shape, or form. That inevitably do change.
This brings us to a great question, which is, what do you think people should think about before getting a tattoo? Coming from two brilliant beauty editors.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I can't really answer that question because I didn't do a lot of thinking for my first tattoo. I just woke up one day on my 25th birthday, actually, and I was like, you know what I should do today? And I just did it. And then my second tattoo was just something I'd always wanted. So honestly, you don't even have to ask yourself, do I really want this? But like, be honest with yourself. Like, do you want to live a long life and at the end of that life, see that thing on your body? Like, just think about your old self and be like, do I want that there?
Yeah, and I think you have to sort of accept that you may not feel the same way about it in 5 years or 10 years and 15 years. And are you okay with that? And is it worth it? A lot of people I know that have a ton of tattoos, or at least my close friends, kind of view it as, you know, I just like the artistic aspect of it and I just want this. And in 10 years, I'm going to say I wanted this at this time in my life and that's why I'm going to like it.
It sort of goes along with just like having a body in general. Like our bodies are probably like the most temporary thing. Like characteristics of our bodies and the way we look change all the time. So to me, it's a really good point about like, are you going to be okay with feeling differently about it? Just like, are you going to be okay with feeling differently about anything in your appearance in 10 years?
And I also think tattoos are less permanent than they used to be, right? So you can like get them removed much more easily. You can get them covered up with a different tattoo.
Do we know what it takes to get rid of one though? Because I still feel
it's
like it might be
painful and expensive.
Yeah.
But it's probably only going to get easier as we get older, right?
Right. Like by the time we're old, it's going to be like a cream. You just put it
they're
on.
They're just going to give you a whole new skin, actually. I mean, there are a lot of people who do great work doing kind of reconstructive work with tattoos, which I think is really great, too. And it sort of shows how this thing that people thought was, you know, for like tough people can actually be like a really beautiful thing for everyone.
A lot of that sort of like stigmatization of tattoos, it's like it used to be associated with poor people. And so therefore it wasn't okay. It was seen as quote unquote classless or trashy. For better or worse, when as people of a certain like privileged status decide that something is cool and they make it cool, then all of a sudden it's twee and it's eccentric.
There's layers.
Yeah, there's certainly layers.
But let's talk about that word twee, because I think it says a lot about where it can be used to describe a lot of the tattoos that people are getting today. Are there any tattoos trends that you're like, I hope we aren't doing this in 2019?
I don't know, because I feel like it's like I don't care what you do. So like you can do whatever you want with your body.
Anything that's like cultural appropriation, obviously.
Oh.
Hopefully we've
advanced. Okay, now you're making me look bad.
I think we're starting to move past that point.
Yeah. A little bit.
A little bit. I'm sure it's still happening.
No more dream catchers.
Yeah. Dream catchers.
It is true. Like, those kinds of tattoos, cultural appropriation and, like, Chinese characters, anything that could be considered, quote unquote, tribal. It goes hand in hand with fashion. No more culturally appropriated fashion. No more tribal print. No more even, like, Chinese characters. I used to wear, like, Chinese character jewelry when I was in middle school. Now I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, yeah. It was, like, Gwen Stefani made it super popular.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that goes right along with the tattoo thing. So, yeah, that's true. I would not like to see any more of those in 2019. But thankfully, I haven't seen many in 2018.
So, do you guys have tattoos?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah? How many? What are they? Tell me everything.
So, I have one tattoo. It's very small. Maybe, like, 2 inches or something on my rib cage. And it is Roman numerals that stand for a Bible verse because I was very religious, I guess, in high school. But I'm glad I got Roman numerals because it's not something I would get today, even though I, like, respect that time of my life and everything.
Do you want to share what the Bible verse is, or Please. Is that too intimate?
I don't remember now.
We're going to have to look it up.
Sorry, Mom.
I love the fact that it's like, oh, yeah, when I was young, I got a tattoo on my rib cage, and that, like, makes you feel like, oh, Olivia, so sexy, so wild. She's like, it's a Bible verse.
That I don't remember.
But, you know, one of the most annoying things about it is that people don't see it that often. But when I'm at the beach or whatever, it's like, what does it mean? What does it mean?
People always grab me. Like, I'll be checking out at a store or something and somebody will grab my arm and be like, what does this say? Like, literally, physically grab me. And I'm just like, this is not an invitation.
Yeah.
You know, you can just ask. It's not like, touch this.
It's
grab my arm.
I mean, yeah. I'm tempted to just, like, change the meaning every time at this point.
Each of these, like, sticks represents a boyfriend that I've murdered. Thank you so much for asking.
These are all the people I've killed after they asked me what this meant. Goodbye.
Amanda, tell me about your tattoos.
Okay, so I have two. And the first one I got when I was 25, I was living in Seoul. And I was like, I don't have any tattoos yet. My father put the fear of God in me when I was young. And then I was living, you know, in another, you know, hemisphere. And I was like, I'm going to do it. I woke up on my 25th birthday and I just went to a tattoo artist. I was like, I'll have a bird, because that's what everybody was having, was a bird at that time.
I considered a bird as well.
Yeah, it's a bird. But I wanted my bird to be different because I didn't want to be just like a typical hipster with a bird tattoo.
Right.
So he sketched it out for me and he put a top hat on it. And I was yes. It makes sense.
Let me see. It is the most handsome looking, charming bird.
This leads to a great tip I have for people, which is if you really want a certain kind of tattoo, you have to wait till you find the right kind of artist. Because someone who does some like crazy detailed skulls wasn't going to be able to do my second tattoo, which is a negative space line drawing of Freddie Mercury, who coincidentally I learned about and love because of my dad, and then I tattooed him on my body, which my dad did not love, but then eventually he was like, yeah, I get it.
So in the last 5 years, what are some popular tattoo trends?
So first, I definitely think that the micro tattoo, which can be anything from a tiny version of a regular tattoo that you put on like your finger or
like
the back
dog?
Of your ear, like a teeny mini dog,
like
anything
like
you
a
want.
A single letter.
Yeah, a single letter, like teeny, teeny, tiny, but in like, you know, like on your finger, the back of your ear. It could also just be like literally a line, like me, or a dot.
Oh, this reminds me though, I want to talk about the tattoo that everyone was getting when I was choosing my tattoo, so 6 years ago. An infinity symbol. Is anyone familiar with that?
Yes,
an infinity symbol dissolving into birds.
What?
It's a thing. A feather dissolving into birds and an infinity symbol dissolving
into
birds.
I think you need to describe the feather dissolving into birds because that is the most outrageous thing I've ever
heard. Honestly, there's just a lot of things dissolving into birds in general. But the feather, I mean, it's your standard feather, like a bird feather, as all feathers are, actually.
It's fine. You're fine.
And yeah, it's just like slowly falling apart. But instead of like feather particles, these particles are birds. Everyone knows what I'm talking about
I
if they,
I
like, shopped at Urban Outfitters 5 years ago.
Because I'm a little bit older than Olivia, so I feel like that wasn't a thing for me. Like,
no, I think we are of the Tweety Bird generation. Sports teams, butterflies. Mm-hmm.
Roses.
I grew up in
shoulder
Boston, so there were a lot of four-leaf clover, shamrocks.
Okay.
In my like memory of tattoos?
Mm-hmm. I grew up in Cleveland, so there's a lot of unfortunate like sports things like Chief Wahoo or Cleveland Browns.
I'm sorry. Listen, like you said, put anything you want on your body. I think like a male-centric pro sports team is a bad idea. Across the board, just put
it up. It's just the branding is not great. It's never beautiful. No. It just looks very weird. But, you know, we're not here to judge. Maybe a little.
Hey, yeah.
Now, if the sports symbol was dissolving into birds, yeah. I think it could work.
You know, the Patriot dissolving into birds.
Just Tom Brady's face dissolving into birds.
Oh, my God.
Someone probably has it somewhere.
Yep. All right. If you get that tattoo, we'll pay for it.
You heard it.
You heard it here first.
It's on the record.
And I will love you forever.
Venmo me. So, Amanda, Olivia, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having us. This was fun.
So fun. I want to talk about tattoos all day with you.
Same.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, now that we know what tattoos everyone is getting these days, our producer, Anna, is ready to take the plunge. Here she is on her way to a tattoo studio in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn for her first tattoo.
Like, what's his name? Like, Keith Richards? Like, he wouldn't be stressed out about a tattoo.
Oh, I think I'm going here, actually. Yeah. To the tattoo parlor. Right. Thank you.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. Yeah, nice to meet you.
Come on in. You can take
this is M16, aka Emily North, a lifelong artist with a giant Instagram following.
I really like stories. I like telling personal stories and I like hearing stories. I feel like that's part of tattooing that drew me to it.
She's dedicated to ensuring her tattoo parlor is a safe, welcoming space for clients of all genders and identities.
I have a sign up that says it's a safe space and that, you know, body negativity, racism, sexism won't be tolerated. So I really try to foster that space.
What different culture are you trying to create in your tattoo shop that maybe is different than what people stereotypically think about tattoo shops?
It's really important to counteract the body negativity in the tattoo industry. I've definitely worked in shops that fell somewhere in the middle, but because that statement wasn't made, sometimes guest artists would come through, and just because, like, there's this idea that you have to be tough and you have to use certain language as a tattoo artist, like, some of these artists would bring that energy with them, and there were always underhanded comments made because of how somebody looked or somebody's skin color, just all different things. That's a place where I needed to, like, make the move to start my own space because I realized I couldn't really change that culture in the shops that I was in out of respect to my clients.
I think it's really interesting as somebody who has tattoos and has, like, gone through this process. It's definitely can be like a transformative experience. You know, you're changing your body. It's going to look different the next morning when you wake up than it did that day, right? And something you were talking about is body positivity, and I know that you aim to serve underserved communities a lot in the tattoo industry. Is there something you're trying to, like, create for your clients, some kind of energy that you're trying to give off through your space?
Privacy is very important in my space, so I moved to more of a storefront shop space, but I'm making the choice to not make it a walk-in space. I think it's really important when clients are vulnerable and, like, maybe aren't wearing all of their clothes or in the middle of getting a tattoo, that we don't have walk-ins or people disrupting. I have privacy filters on the windows so people can't just see in from the streets.
If I'm a client coming in or thinking about getting a tattoo, what are some things I should consider about making sure that would help me make sure that the experience is comfortable and safe for me?
first and foremost, make sure the artist works in a style that you're interested in, which doesn't have to do with being a comfortable space. If the artist doesn't put anything front and center about like whether they're body positive, you can always reach out and ask them. Right now, a lot of artists don't do consultations for bigger tattoos. A lot of the booking is digital. So you might not have the opportunity to meet the artist first, but I think even digitally, it's easier to reach out and say, how do you feel about these things? And if you don't get a response that you like, then that's a great reason to not book with them.
If someone's feeling vulnerable while they're getting a tattoo, what is like some advice you wish you could maybe tell them?
You know, never be afraid to ask for what you need. So if a tattoo artist isn't providing what you need in terms of a drawing or an interaction, it's just the deposit you're going to be losing. So just stand up for what you need. If you feel you need to walk away from the tattoo and let them keep the deposit for the work that they did, but you know it's not going to be a long-term decision that you want to accept, I think that's fine. I would say another thing is just always, you know, take a pause also to make those decisions. Like if you need to step away because you're having a hard time with a tattoo and go use the bathroom, or step away to make a decision about the drawing for a minute, let yourself do that. If you're in a shop that there's language being used that, you know, you feel offended by or hurt by, I would ask to talk to the shop manager. You might not always get the best response, but I think it's always okay to end your tattoo early, have somebody else finish it if it's really a situation you can't deal with. Mostly, you know, in self-advocacy in a variety of ways, I really encourage that. And I know it can be super intimidating.
Is there any kind of tattoo you won't do?
There's a lot. I mean, I have like pretty strong lines with tattoos I will and won't do. For me personally, it's important to not do tattoos that I find appropriative in any way. So for me, that means doing tattoos that are of a culture that doesn't relate to myself or my client, of like writing in other languages that neither of us understand and neither of us can confirm. Tribal tattoos. I mean, this is one that a lot of artists will do, but I won't do mandalas. Like, I feel like there's this, they're beautiful, but there is this like meaningless version that is like really popular now. And I just don't feel I have the expertise in them or the freedom to say like it's okay for me to put those on anybody because it's not my culture. You know, Native American symbols. So anything that falls into that category, I won't do.
Is there like a tattoo that you really love doing?
All tattoo artists have this joke that like, oh, we keep having to do the same tattoo. Like maybe a year ago, like sprigs of lavender were really trendy. And like, I can just draw like three kinds of lavender out of my head at this point. Florals, and actually I was saying earlier, snakes are really in, and I love doing snakes too. I think like flowers and snakes can be made to fit anybody's body.
Which is perfect for Anna.
I really like your botanical work. I was so excited when I got approved.
Well, hopefully you'll enjoy getting tattooed and get more.
I acknowledge that I have been truthfully represented to the employees, agents, and representatives. Yes, I am over 18, far, far above it.
So here's the drawing. It's not fully detailed yet, but it's the outline.
It's a dogwood branch. Is it possible to draw a leaf?
Like a leaf coming
up? Yeah.
All right, are you ready?
I don't know. I'm nervous. I talk a lot when I'm nervous. I am sorry.
That's fine.
Oh boy.
Okay,
oh.
So I'll do a little line and just keep breathing.
I'm not. Oh boy. I'm sorry.
I mean, I'm not even touching.
I know. I know you're not. I'm so sorry. I'm not as cool as I thought I was.
Oh boy. Ooh. Ah. That's like a bee stinging me. That is like. Yeah. That's like a bite. As long as I'm not looking at it, it's okay.
Let me get some of this stencil off.
Is it done?
Yep.
Wow. It's so cool.
Okay, Anna. It's been a little bit of time now. Show me the tattoo.
Da, 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 da.
It looks so good. So it's dogwood flowers, right?
Yeah, it is. It's a black line drawing, no color, and it's a branch of dogwood.
Originally, when she brought out the stencil, it was only the bunch of flowers, but I had her draw on the branch and the leaf on the spot.
Yeah, the branch is really pretty. I love the little lines. Can you tell me why you decided to get this tattoo?
Okay, so I got this tattoo for the reason that they tell you to never get a tattoo, because I was going through a breakup and wanted to change everything. The more and more self-help and like manifestation and other like post-30s female stuff that I did, I thought I had the deepest reasons for this branch. I was like, oh, it symbolizes my childhood and me turning away from everything I was taught and my freedom and blah, 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 blah. Honestly, though, 2 weeks later, I have decided that this tattoo is pretty and I like it. And I think that I like it the most because it is right beside my most freckled part of my body, which is my arm here, my right arm. Has a ton of freckles because I used to sit in the car with the sun shining on the passenger seat right on my arm. It got very freckly, and I used to hide it behind my back all the time. So if I would meet anybody new, I would flip my arm around, put it behind my back, and especially boys, I would be afraid of it. And now I've got this giant tattoo drawing even more attention to what was previously the most shameful part of my body for
that
me.
That is so beautiful. But why dogwood?
Okay, so I'm from North Carolina, and the state flower is dogwood. And also, I'm from the Bible Belt, born and raised, evangelical parents, and they always told me that the dogwood used to be a big, giant, awesome tree until Jesus was crucified on it, and then God cursed it to be a tiny baby tree. And I don't necessarily believe that anymore, but it's still a beautiful thing. Like, all of it is. Like, it's a gorgeous flower. It reminds me of home. Reminds me of how much I've changed, but how much I can appreciate the entire journey.
I love that. I think it's such a great message, and it's like such an empowering thing too. I know you were like, well, I got it because of a breakup, but I mean, for that reason and this reason, it's really thoughtful that it also is you kind of declaring, this is me. I love who I am.
Right. As somebody who grew up with a lot of body image issues, it's nice that some, like, this big of a decision has become so blasé for me. Like, I just look at it and I'm like, yeah, I've got this really pretty flower on my arm.
Did it meet your expectations? Like, was the process what you thought it was going to be like?
Looking back, I was extremely nervous. I thought I was cool. I was not cool.
I never thought you were cool.
not that kind of cool. But I didn't think it was going to hurt that much because I'd heard so many people be like, yes, whatever, good kind of pain. For me, it hurt. But also, it was like a very kind of fleshy, like right on my, right by my funny bone sort
the
of.
Funny
part.
Bone hurts. Yeah, I have one near hurt. There. Definitely. Yeah.
I would do it again, but it's still like when I sat down in the chair and she started, I almost made her stop. Like it crossed my mind to just like leave a little squiggle on my arm and leave.
I've definitely been there too where I'm like, can I get through this? And you just kind of.
You do.
Black out a little bit, but you also are like totally present for this changing moment in your life where you're like, okay, after this I'm not going to be the same. Like, it's a marker, but it represents so much more.
Yeah.
Have you told your mom?
Yeah, I did.
And what'd she say?
I texted my mom a picture. She asked, is it real?
My mom has that too. I remember my parents were like, no, for my first tattoos.
Is it real? I say yes. And then she just doesn't answer. And so an hour later, I text her, how mad are you on a scale of 1 to 10? And she replies back, 1. Are you mad I'm not mad?
That's such a mom thing. Yeah.
Such a mom thing. And then she told me to tattoo mom beside of it.
Well, do you want to get more tattoos?
I kind of do.
Yeah.
I kind of want to balance out my other arm.
Do you feel changed? Do you feel like a new person?
I don't know about you, but like every major life change, I always ends up underwhelming, but in a really relieving way. That's how I would describe it. Like, I wake up every morning and I'm like, I've got a giant tattoo on my arm. That's cool. Glad I did that. And I think the change itself is that I've become that kind of person who doesn't freak out over this big, giant, permanent decision right in front of her face every day.
I mean, that's huge growth. That's huge change.
Totally.
You know, being able to like accept change more is a big personal change.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't really spend a lot of time thinking about it, but that in itself marks like a whole different Anna than the Anna of 2017. That Anna wasn't great.
I liked both Annas, but I'm happy to get to know 2018 Anna a bit more.
With a tattoo.
With a tattoo. To close things out, our editors have some final words of advice.
I didn't put a date on it, but then one day I was like, you know what? Today I'm getting it. And I just went and got it. And I feel like that takes some of the pressure off.
Tip your tattoo artist.
Try to figure out a spot that's like super, super fleshy and not like veins or like bone.
Let the artist do their job. Don't necessarily come in with one single thing that you want to have and you won't make any sort of compromise.
See if you can go in like short bursts instead of sitting down for 2 hours, or just get small tattoos like me.
That's it for our show. Next week, we're talking about witchcraft. Have you seen a lot of crystals and tarot cards lately? You're not alone. But for a lot of people, witchcraft is far more than what you see on Instagram. It's part cultural heritage, part family history, and part spiritual empowerment.
Being a bruja is about understanding where your ancestors came from and telling that story with as much precision and passion as possible so that your roots never die.
The Bustle Huddle is produced by Julia Hsu and Anna Parsons. We want to hear what you love most about the show. You can reach us at huddle@bustle.com. I'm Caitlin Aber, and if I don't dissolve into a million tiny birds, I'll see you next week.